All right. Thanks, Mark.
All of you, do you know Jesus? You know Jesus?
Yes.
Who is he?
He's our Savior.
He's our Savior.
Yes.
And what happened to him? Died. And what happened to him? The rest of right. Hallelujah. So, so I want to ask one of our team members from the States to go back. I will come out to introduce the team here of this Live for Jesus International. That will speak briefly. That will speak briefly to you, then we'll go into prayer. So Mark.
Hello. Very happy to be here. This is Joy. This is David. This is Jim. I'm Mark. We all came because we know Pastor Tony. We saw his heart. We've never been here before. But when we saw his heart, we wanted to come. We had to come. I want to just talk about Pastor Tony and healing just a little bit. The day after he decided to come here, Pastor Tony broke his leg. The doctor said, "You can't go anywhere." But we prayed for healing. We didn't see the healing that day. But here he is.
So you got guy for bad boy, then I get guy for okay, yeah, I'm not about that. Get them a small, get them a small, get them a small, get them a small, just tell us more and rock your left so they can see.
That's the introduction, Tony. That's the whole thing.
That's it. We bring a miracle-working God.
Do you need interpretation?
Yeah, you need it. You need it.
All right.
Every need that you have here today, physical need in your body, your emotions, maybe you're tormented. Jesus is the answer to all. Everything. When you place faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says something happens to you. That the old person on the inside dies. And a new person is born in heaven. And comes into your body. And you become a new creation. And Jesus himself comes to live inside of you. So everywhere we go, Jesus goes with us. See this hand? The kingdom of heaven is right here. See this hand? That's Jesus' hand. When I lay hands on you, it's Jesus laying hands on you. If you are born in heaven, you can do the same thing. Everything that we do, you can do. If you have placed faith in Jesus, we're going to pray for you. You're going to see miracles here now. Because that's what Jesus did. 2,000 years ago, he saw all your sicknesses. He took all your sicknesses upon himself so that you don't have to carry them. Jesus paid the price for you to take away your sins, to take away your sicknesses. And now, he's looking for people who know that he's living in them. Because he needs our feet. He needs our feet to bring him to people. He needs our hands so he can flow through our hands. He needs our mouth so we can feed the words of Jesus. And that's why we're here. Because we have seen Jesus change so many lives, drive out so many diseases. The blind see, the deaf hear, the cripples walk, pain leaves. Not because of us, because of Jesus in us, the same Jesus in you. So if you are born again after today, you see someone sick, take your hand and put it on them and you say, sickness, get out in the name of Jesus. And you watch, Jesus will do the same thing through you. The disciples said, Jesus, how do we do this? How do we do these miracles? He said, only believe. That's it.
Yeah, I know.
We believe.
Yeah.
We come all the way from the United States because we believe. Jesus wants you to know that's all you have to do is believe. That's the gospel. That's good news. It's good news. It's good news. Okay. So we're going to pray for you. Okay? Let's see. What are we going to do? We're going to... Somebody here right now, you got pain right in your head. Who's got that pain? Right here? You have pain? You have pain here. Pain there, pain there, pain there, pain all over. Okay. Now just watch. It's so simple. In the name of Jesus, we command this pain to come out of her head. Pain, go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Check it. What happened? What happened? The pain go? Pain go? Pain go? Okay, stand up. Stand up. Okay, now, all the pain all over your body, right? In the name of Jesus. Spirit of pain, come out of her right now. All the pain in her body, in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. And we believe, we're believers. Get out, pain. Get out in Jesus' name. Now move. Where's the pain? It's gone. It's gone. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. That's the same Jesus in you if you're born again. Okay, so we want to pray for all of you, okay? Come on. Let's pray. All of you want to pray for you. Come on. If you need prayer, come over here. Okay. What do you need?
I guess you go. My heart.
Your heart. Put your hand right there. In the name of Jesus, we command this heart to begin beating normal. We command all discomfort and pain to come out of her heart. I speak shalom, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus in your heart. right now. Right now. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Praise God.
Amen.
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 What do you need? All your body? All over? Okay, put your hand where the pain is the worst. It hurts the most right there. In Jesus' name, I command all the pain to come out of your body right now. Spirit of pain, get off of her. Get off of her in Jesus' name right now. Pain, go. Check it. What's happening? Is the pain going? It's gone! Yes! Woo! Yes!
She can't talk.
You can't talk? Can't talk? Can you hear?
Yeah, she can hear.
You can hear? Just can't talk.
She can't talk at all.
Amen.
Mm. Oh. Okay, you come over here.
Come here, guys. Yeah.
Sit down. Sit down. In Jesus' name, I command this leg to grow out even with the other one. In the name of Jesus. Right now, I command this leg to grow. Grow, leg grow out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bless what you're doing, Lord. I bless what you're doing, Lord. I bless what you're doing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's walk. Walk. Thank you, Lord. Huh?
She's going on to the next town.
She had about 2 inches her leg grew out. Well, she didn't come back. I guess that... Oh, my gosh. What do you need?
Body?
Pain? All over? Okay, put your hand. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of sickness, you spirit of pain, get off of her now. Get off of her now. Pain, go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, check it. Move your legs. Move your legs. Ask her what's happening. Ask her what's happening.
She had it, eat, she can't eat. Oh, her body can be healthy. Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you're going to be able to eat normal. Every bit of pain's coming out of your body right now. Pain, you're not coming back here again. You are not coming back into her body again. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace and your strength coming over her right now. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, how is it? Move it. is it? You better? Is it better? Is the pain gone? Is the pain gone? Yes, let's walk back. Walk back. Walk back. Walk back. Come on. Walk over there. Come on, let's walk. Right there. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Here, take her hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You want prayer?
What do we got? Does it hurt? Pain? Something broke? In Jesus' name, we command the pain in this wrist and in this hand and this arm to go. Anything out of place, anything broken, we command to be fixed right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come move it. It's okay? What do you need? Toothache? Oh, okay. We command that pain in her gum and her teeth to go. Pain, get out of her now. In Jesus' name. Check it.
Thank you.
It's okay? It's okay? Look at that. Woo. What do you need? Oh. Okay, it's gonna go. No more. You have Jesus, right? You have Jesus? Yeah. If that pain comes back, you say, no, you're not coming in me. You're not coming on me. In the name of Jesus, okay? Put your hand right there. Put your hand right there. Right there. Right there. Is that where it hurts? In Jesus' name, we command all the pain within this body to go. You spirit of infirmity, spirit of pain, get out of her. Get out of her right now. In Jesus' name. Check it. Check it. You're smiling. Is it gone? Hey! Hallelujah! What do you mean? Your heart? Put your hand there. I speak to that heart in Jesus' name. I speak life into it. I speak life into it. I command it to begin to beat normal, to operate normal, blood flow normal. In Jesus' name, I speak a release of the peace of God all through your heart. All through your heart. Take it a deep go. You feel that? Oh, yeah. Woo. Hallelujah. I speak to the pain in his mouth and his jaw, and I command it to come out right now. Pain, go. Pain, go. In the name of Jesus. That's okay. Yeah, I command all the pain that's in this little girl's body, every bit of it, in her body, in her hand, all over. I command all of that that's hurt her and damaged her to go. Get off of her, Satan. In the name of Jesus, I release life. I release life. No more pain. No more pain. In Jesus' name. Check it. Oh, yeah. It's all coming off. It's all coming off in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Your heart? Put your hand there. Put your hand there. I speak to your heart in Jesus' name, and I command it to begin to beat normal, blood flow normal, circulation normal, distress normal. In Jesus' name right now, release the peace of God into your heart. The peace of God. Take it, go. Go, go. Amen. In Jesus' name, you spirit of sickness, you spirit of infirmity, get off of her. Spirit of pain, off of her, out of her body right now. No more. No more. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for releasing life, releasing strength, a pain-free body in Jesus' name. Okay, check it. She got healed before I started praying. Wow. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't end. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't end. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't end. How are we doing here? Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Wow. Did you like that? Was that awesome or what? Wow. Do you see what Jesus did? Woo!
It's going to continue to get better as you walk.
I need prayer. You want to pray for me?
You want to pray for him? Pray for him. Pray for him.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And that was a whirlwind. That was a whirlwind. Wow. That is you.
Wonderful.
That is you.
I know. Thank you.
You know, it was only the one shirt, and only one person could get that here. God said it was for you. Woo! Blasted amazing.
Yeah.
All these people just came out of nowhere.
There's nobody here and everybody.
Yeah.
In America, if they were meeting at 10 o'clock, and there's nobody there. Maybe 11.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. We finished our work.
Take the old out of me.
Take the old out of me.
And give me a new spirit.
Give me a new spirit.
So that I can live for you.
So I can live for you.
Hold me to you.
Hold me to you.
That I will not go back.
That I will not go back.
I will continue to work for you.
I will continue to work for you.
Put your hand up.
In Jesus' name.
Put your hand up.
I'll pray for you now. Father, these are your children. We deliver them to you. Hold them up. Draw them to you. Live in them. Let them know indeed that you are here to them. Thank you for what you have done for them.
Thank you.
What you have done for you. In Jesus' name.
Awesome. Wow. There's the new Liberia.
Welcome.
Wow, wow, wow.
The expression on some of these children's face, when you told them, you can do it, what are you doing it on?
It's a prosperous Liberia.
Amen.
Amen. It's able to affect the world.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. That's huge.
Do you need anything?
Hey!
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This was a God bomb. He just came in and blew the place up.
Wonderful.
The people need a boss then, but the boss they're not reaching them. You see?
Wow.
Everybody just eager for a church in the city. And those people are needing a boss.
These villages are so ripe. They're so ripe. It's like instant. They suck it up. They hear it. They believe it.
And the heart. Bam. They're praying for these hearts, you know. And they just, there's this longing.
I know.
You know, the longing to go deeper. Wow. Really powerful.
This is a church?
Is it?
I think so. It's got a little Bible verse up there. Okay. I'm believing this Sunday this place is going to be packed out. Packed out.
Yeah.
And I hope the preacher is one of those ones that were at the conference.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, aren't they preachers under the chairman here?
Yeah.
What happened to your little walking boy? Is he gone?
Walking boy?
Yeah, the boy that was walking.
Oh, he walked out.
He did. He just walked right out. I'm gonna walk out.
Oh man, I mean, it's just the people, the atmosphere just sucks the life of God right out of it. You know, there's no trying to make anything happen. It's just, damn, it's happening. Amen.
May the Lord Jesus Christ dwell in your heart and live for you and work for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're leaving. We're leaving Jesus Christ with you.
Go now.
Mark? Come
Right there is Maggie.
This time it's gone all the way.
Phew.
Very big.
Wow. How do all those people come so fast? How did that happen?
That's the glory.
I mean, it's like God. Bam.
That's the glory of God. That's the essence of our
wow.
Evangelism.
Wow. You want to get in the back?
No. How many passing down, Abu?
You can take another one.
2, 3.
Take one more.
How many passing here? Be aware who challenge is. All right. Where's Apostle?
Apostle.
That's great.
Hold.
Okay.
You got yourself?
Yeah.
Everybody sucked in? Yeah. Something you don't want to do is get punished by the door. Give me enough that the bumps do it.
Wow. That was a whirlwind.
I'm telling you. Wow. Somebody speed everything up here or something. It's like, they sure did.
You realize that what we just saw right there, just right there, is more than the average American Christian sees in an entire lifetime.
Oh, please.
It's true.
It is. True. Unfortunately, yeah. It is.
Yeah. Or care to believe.
Exactly.
You know, I was thinking that with some of my friends, and I know they'll call in and say, oh, how was it? And I'll tell them, and they'll say, oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's like, that's good for you.
No, you know, the car just started.
Yeah.
That's nice.
My liberal sister in law was coming to visit. You know, this is so critical, you know. They want the government to help everybody, you know.
Yeah.
For more, you know. But they don't ever do anything themselves, you know.
Yeah.
I got the names of both of them.
Alright.
How do you pronounce it?
I pronounce it subpoena. But I don't know.
But it's actually, is that the correct pronunciation?
The devil has been subpoenaed.
That's right. Subpoena?
Subpoena.
I like subpoena better.
Subpoena.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Subpoena. The first one was, can you read that as we bounce?
Subpoena.
Luana. Uh-huh. And this one is Sapina.
No, Sapina.
Sapina.
No, how do you pronounce the first one?
Louna.
Actually, I don't know the first one.
Louun. Oh, I can't see that last letter.
It's a blur to me.
A
L-O-W, I should take these off. L-O-W-U-M-A. Oh, Louma, Louma. Anyway, I got the spelling. Pastor gave me the spelling. So. They're spelled right, even if we don't say them right.
Yeah.
Louma,
Louma, Louma. He'll be able to tell you.
Yeah, Sapana, Louma.
I'm glad you brought those Tootsie Rolls. That was
it was
a God thing right there.
Yeah,
it did work out, didn't it?
Yes. You know, it all works.
As much as it was a pain carrying, I'll tell you, they were heavy too. But
yeah.
And then I got stopped, and
I remember.
Yes, but God was good. He used them greatly because of all that hassle.
Yeah,
He did. No, they were a blessing.
Yes, right. They were. And that they were the, you know, tiny ones too.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So they
went
further.
You can service a lot of kids with a bag.
Sure can. So
there was 400 of them actually. 400 Tootsie Rolls.
Awesome.
Yeah, in that bag. 400.
That's awesome.
And I never bring, do I? I've never brought candy for some reason. God put it on my heart.
Well, we know the reason.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are the Tootsie Rolls that they want to confiscate.
Yeah. That's them.
All know where they kept.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't want to give them out because of my foot. I don't want those kids all over my foot, you know?
Stop you at customs and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, that's why they did.
Yeah.
That's what it was about.
But you know, there's a lot of women in particular that love to bring candy. So
yeah.
I never worry about it because I don't particularly want to.
I never do.
I don't want to give them up.
I'm like you. I always expect everybody else. But this time, God says bring them.
Because I wasn't.
Yeah. And you know what it is? It's not even important to me to give them out. And that's why I don't bring them, quite honestly. I never bring them for that reason. But this time, I had no intentions of giving them out, but I was to bring them. So.
Are you taking our picture, Mark?
I have no idea. You ready?
He's
gonna be looking at that stuff, laughing at himself.
Yeah, he's
like, oh my gosh! I'm gonna make one funny video.
No, but the chops of our heads. This was Jem's head, this was Tony's head. Look at their hairdos.
Yeah, really.
And you show all those unexpected
pinches.
Picking your nose or something.
Yeah, yeah. Scratching your bum.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Pulling your skirt out from between.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sticks to you.
Yeah,
it sticks so much and you're pulling.
And then a caption underneath, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Another one. Hey, get over it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
No one this is what sweat does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the good news. Nobody here could care less.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, only in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Man. You can laugh at least.
Oh, it's great. Really is.
Yeah.
Requirement that everybody 18 or something just spend a couple of weeks or a month or something.
Oh, I've been saying that for 20 years.
Yeah.
Just to change everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been saying that for 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, I was brought up in Scotland, so I was brought up not. I mean, we had toilets, you know, and running water, but it was ice cold and we had freezing temperatures, you know, but. As far as the rest of it, we had holes in our shoes. We, you know, we had one pair of underpants we had to wash out ourselves because that's all we had.
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Wash out your underwear?
You don't have to. You sit in the front.
Yeah. Kind of late now.
Well, my mother.
Kind of late now.
You torture yourself.
My mother taught us when we were children. Of course, there was one extra pair just in case of an emergency, And my one sister, Sheila, always hid hers so that she wouldn't have to wash them.
Yeah. Emergency underwear.
That's it.
Yeah, one pair of emergency underwear that Sheila always ended up having.
She can't survive.
I've got to designate, go through my drawer and find what I can do. Yeah. Emergency underwear.
Well, maybe Matt needs to come to Ethiopia. You think?
Has he expressed interest in going?
Yeah, sometime. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah,
sometime.
Depends on the moment.
Sometime, yeah. I think I'd like to go again.
He went to Mexico in high school. And
yeah, but that was different.
Yeah. You know, the happiest I've ever seen my daughter is when she went to Guatemala for, I don't know if she went to Guatemala. When she went to Guatemala, that's when she was. Then she came back to the U.S. and back to, you know, and it just.
I don't know. He might need to go to Uganda, someplace where he can play soccer with the guys.
Yeah.
All these countries in Africa do soccer.
Well, that's true.
They all do soccer.
We don't usually have the time to.
I love
to
soccer.
Indulge.
That's what I watch on TV.
Indulge in it.
Yeah. I love soccer. Yeah. That, but I just don't watch it because I found it kind of like cricket. It's
You gotta watch soccer. Where
I always watch soccer.
People are trained to fall down if a nut flies by, they fall down like it's
not in the professional games.
Oh, definitely the professional
games. Not the ones I've been watching.
I like the World Cup.
I like not soccer. They play all this defensive stuff. You know, has the ball bearing. Wide open
again.
You get
that door. I'm passing by now. I can't beat Bianca at that one.
The back. Set backs are good here.
Well?
Yeah. Well, that's nice. I mean, I know Uganda, sometimes you might lose your money. Put it in the bank and lose your money.
Tell you the story sometime about Sierra Leone. I brought $2,000 cash with me in my pocket and I was walking through a crowd and somebody stole it. I'll tell you the story of what happened. Oh, I got it back, but it's amazing how it happened. Just amazing.
Want
to hear it now? Okay, well, these people are trained to pickpocket, you know?
Yeah.
And they do it when there's lots of people around because you're bumping into everybody.
Yeah, right.
And they're trained to get their hands in your pocket and pull it out.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what was happening.
Right.
All I knew is this lady started screaming and then people are down on the ground wrestling. And then another guy grabbed me and pulled me aside and took me into his shop and said, "You wait here." And this lady came and said, "Do you know what happened?" I said, "No, just people started screaming, everybody's pushing and check your pockets." Check my pockets and there was no money. And this lady said, "I got the guy that did it. And I got your money back."
Wow. That's great. So what's your point?
She said, "I got your money and I got the guy that did it and I'm going to give it back to you." I said, "Well, I'm going to bless you." I gave her $200.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
She said, "That's not necessary, but thank you." And then it was the store owner, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was asking the people around. I said, "You know, I want to go back and really, really bless that person. Could you tell me where the store owner is?" And I described the lady, and they said, "We don't know anybody like that." Okay, who owns this? I went back to that store. They said, "Who owns this store?" And there's a little old guy. It was not that lady. I don't know who that lady is. I have no idea who that lady is.
Here's your picture. Angel.
Don't let him take it down. Oh, don't let him take it down. Wait.
It was an angel.
Yeah, it was an angel.
It was, I mean, it was amazing. I had no idea what was happening.
Okay. Okay. My camera.
Right.
Thanks.
God's amazing, isn't
it? Oh my gosh.
Because I'm thinking maybe they knew, you know, people know people on the street, they knew who the pickpockets were, but it wasn't even that. It was.
No. God said. No. I mean, it was just a big, like, commotion. People slamming on the ground and people yelling. I was wondering what's going on. I didn't know I even got pickpocketed.
Yeah, it's that good. Wow.
All right. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, who do you say? I never take a bag. I just love soccer, and everybody gets something different. You know, so it does not offend me in any way, shape, or form. No. Don't worry about that part.
But I do. But every game's got nuances.